Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And today we begin a series on a matter that is often overlooked by many, but is vital to our having a normal Christian life. And that is the matter of giving thanks. Our lives as believers should be characterized by giving thanks to the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, verses that I'm sure we're all very familiar with, they say, "Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In everything give thanks. This should be one characteristic of our daily life. Every day, throughout the day, we should be those who give thanks. Actually, brothers and sisters, we have so much to give thanks for. And thanksgiving should flow out of our being. Giving thanks is actually a key to living a joyful Christian life. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it describes what the age will be like at the end time. It says, "But know this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-control, savage, not lovers of good, traitors, reckless, blinded with pride, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having an outward form of godliness, though denying its power, from these also turn away." Can you imagine that in the description of the characteristics of those at the end of the age, one point that is brought up among all these terrible things is being unthankful. Unthankfulness is a characteristic of today's age. Oh, brothers and sisters, we should be those who readily give thanks. That giving thanks is a characteristic of our life. That from our mouths, thanksgiving would flow forth rather than many other things. Have you given thanks today? Have you given thanks to the Lord for a new day? Have you given thanks for His precious blood? Have you given thanks for your family? Have you given thanks to the Lord that you are in the church life? Oh, there are so many things that we're able to give thanks for. It's interesting to note that the two books of Ephesians and Colossians, which are so high and even so deep in the matter of God's economy, and emphasize the matters of Christ and the church, the head and the body, that these two books emphasize the matter of giving thanks. In Ephesians chapter 5, it says in verses 16 through 19, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another." It's interesting to note that the two books of Ephesians and Colossians, which are so high, maybe even the highest in the New Testament on the revelation of Christ and the church, the head and the body, that these two books emphasize the matter of giving thanks. In Ephesians 5, verses 5 through 20, it says, "Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks at all times for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to our God and Father. Here again, brothers and sisters, giving thanks at all times for all things. Do you realize that this matter of giving thanks is a practical way for us to be filled in spirit? Here, this is the strong exhortation. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. How? By speaking, by singing, and by giving thanks. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks at all times for all things. If we would exercise to give thanks at all times for all things, this would bring us to our spirit. This would keep us in our spirit. Actually, this would make us someone who is wise. It is wise to give thanks. It is unwise to be unthankful, to be ungrateful, and to express the trend of the current age. In this age, as I mentioned before, the characteristic of this age is to be unthankful, always having our eye on other things, on wanting more, unsatisfied, not content with our circumstances. But in the Christian life, we can give thanks at all times for all things. This would make us a joyful person. Oh, brothers and sisters, exercise to give thanks. Even now, can you pause and give thanks to the Lord for something, for all the things that we have been blessed with? We can thank the Lord for so many things, and giving thanks will make us a joyful person. Giving thanks makes us a wise person. Giving thanks keeps us in the Spirit. Earlier in the same chapter, verses 3 and 4 say, "But fornication and all uncleanness or greediness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. And obscenity and foolish talking or sly, filthy jesting, which are not becoming, but rather the giving of thanks." These verses are very practical. What has come out of our mouth today? Has any obscenity, foolish talking, sly, filthy jesting, all these things are not becoming for saints, for children of God? How much thanks has flowed out of our lips today? Oh, even right now, brothers and sisters, we can turn from other vain talk to the giving of thanks. There's a short note in the Recovery Version of the New Testament for this verse, Ephesians 5:4, on the matter of giving thanks. It says, "To give thanks to God is to speak God as truth, whereas to talk foolishly or to jest filthily is to speak Satan as falsehood." Oh, brothers and sisters, we don't want to be those who speak Satan. We don't want to be those who express Satan through what comes out of our mouth. Oh, may we be those who are full of thanksgiving to the Lord, that our lips would be full of thanksgiving. Then in the book of Colossians, did you realize that every chapter in Colossians, which is a book so focused on Christ, a Christ as the preeminent and all-inclusive one, the centrality and universality of God, and as the portion of the saints, such a book focused on Christ, every chapter mentions the matter of giving thanks. In chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light." Brothers and sisters, right now we can just say, "Thank you, Father, you qualified me for a share of the portion. Lord, be my portion, be my enjoyment." In chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "Having been rooted and being built up in him and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Oh, brothers and sisters, we should abound in thanksgiving. That is, that thanksgiving should just flow out of our being so readily that we're full of thanksgiving, that the thanksgiving just comes out of us all the time. We can thank the Lord that He has chosen us, that we are rooted in Him, and that we're being built up in Him. Actually, what this shows us is that giving thanks will help us to grow in the Lord, and the giving of thanks will help us to be built up and built into the church life. In chapter 3, the verses that deal with the matter of the peace of Christ arbitrating in our heart and the word of Christ dwelling in us richly, just in these few verses, the matter of giving thanks is mentioned twice. Verse 15, "And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." The footnote for this verse says, we not only should let the peace of Christ arbitrate in our hearts, but we should also be thankful to the Lord. In the body life, our heart should always be in a peaceful condition toward the members and should be thankful to the Lord. Then it continues in verse 16 and 17. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God." 17, "And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father." How can we be someone who does in word and in deed all the things we do in the name of the Lord Jesus, which just means in the person of the Lord, abiding in the Lord? Well, one practical key is give thanks. We should be someone who is just accustomed to giving thanks to the Lord. We can just say right now, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you that I have a mouth that I can thank you with. Lord, thank you for so many things." Then in chapter 4, verse 2, "Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving." Whenever we pray for something, we should give thanks in our prayer. As we pray, we should all the time give thanks. This exercise will keep us from being brought down in a negative situation. Sometimes when we pray, we only see the negative situation. We're praying for the Lord to alter that situation. Actually, our prayers shouldn't be situation focused. They should be Christ focused. And one way to keep our prayers focused on Christ is to give thanks as we pray. Maybe we're praying for someone who's having a hard time or in a very difficult, even desperate situation. Still, we can say, "Lord, thank you for this brother. Thank you that you live in him. Thank you that he has given himself to you. Lord, now come in and rescue him from that situation." Oh, as we pray, we should watch in our prayer with thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters, I hope that through this brief fellowship, you have been impressed that thanksgiving is a vital part of our Christian life. Actually, thanksgiving helps us to grow in life. Thanksgiving helps us to be built up and built into the body. Thanksgiving preserves us in our spirit to have a daily walk in our spirit. We should be those who all the time give thanks to the Lord. In closing, I'd like to come back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the verses we began with today. "Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks." Surely we would like to be someone who always rejoices. But when we look at ourselves, maybe we look at our situation, we may think, how can I rejoice all the time? I would say, brothers and sisters, the key to apply these verses is to go backwards. Start with verse 18. Learn to give thanks. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks for so many things around us. Give thanks for so many blessings that the Lord has given us, both spiritually and even materially. We should be those who have a grateful heart to the Lord. If we give thanks more often, we will be those who are praying more often. We will be those who are heading toward the pathway of praying unceasingly. Oh, we should just be in the habit to say, "Oh Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord." I tell you, this will bring us more into the rejoicing. Maybe we won't yet be those who are always rejoicing, but we'll have more joy in our heart and we'll be on the pathway. Oh Lord Jesus, amen. Bring us into, Lord, bring us into a life of giving thanks. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Oh Lord Jesus, we love you. Please make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.